ABC News.
Hello, David Rollins with a wrap of the latest news. Lebanese President Joseph Aoun will make his first trip to the White House this week to present a plan to US President Donald Trump on how to disarm the Iran-backed militant group Hezbollah and secure Israel's withdrawal from Lebanon, in line with a framework agreement reached last month. Mr. Aoun is the first Lebanese head of state in nearly 20 years to visit the White House. Tuesday's meeting comes at a crucial moment for Lebanon. Israeli troops are occupying a swathe of its south, hundreds of thousands of Lebanese remain displaced, and Hezbollah has rejected the government's direct talks with Israel, along with efforts to strip it of its weapons. Mr. Aoun said he would ask Trump to exert the necessary pressure on Israel to implement the US-brokered June 26 agreement between Lebanon and Israel. An end to fighting in Lebanon has been a key demand of Iran for any peace deal with the US, as that conflict continues as well. Western Australia's Premier Roger Cook says he's appalled by One Nation leader Pauline Hanson's comments on immigration. Hanson has blamed the end of the White Australia policy for migration issues in the country, suggesting that migrants were purely for the welfare system. She made the comments during a controversial podcast appearance with far-right activist and convicted criminal Tommy Robinson in the UK. Mr. Cook says migration has contributed to the national economy and the richness of Australian society. And the Victorian Opposition says it supports a new policy from the state government aimed at making it easier for families to sue social media and AI companies in principle. The laws will give the Victorian Civil and Administrative Tribunal the power to make demasking orders, in which social media companies will be forced to reveal the identities of anonymous users accused of online vilification. However, the Opposition's James Newbury says he's unsure if the laws will even be introduced to Parliament before the coming election later this year. ABC News.